Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you're joining us for the second day of our lesson about Orioles pitcher Chen Weiying. We learned a little bit about this made-in-Taiwan pitcher who is now playing for America's Major League Baseball. Well, that makes me wonder, have you ever wanted to be an athlete, a professional athlete? Was that ever one of your dreams? I know that it was Chen Weiying's dream once upon a time, and now he is really doing what he wanted to do. Was that ever your dream, Carolyn?
Well, I didn't really dream of becoming an athlete, but I did always admire people who were able to play team sports. I was not very athletic when I was younger, and I felt much more comfortable playing music instead of being on a sports team.
All right, so music was more of your dream. Well, I used to play on a basketball team in high school. I wasn't very good, and I think I dreamed of getting on a better team, but it never really happened. So yes, I pursued other things like acting and music as well. Well, what is your dream? Do you dream of being an athlete one day, like Chen Weiying? We're going to learn more about his story right now.
Orioles pitcher Chen Weiying. Eye on the ball. Chen's parents weren't always the biggest fans of him throwing baseballs around, regardless of how big their neighborhood alley was. One too many broken windows, bruises on Grandma, and a big brother's black eye caused Chen's family to clamp down on his ball-throwing activities. Still, his mother saw some sense in letting him play ball in the club at school. By the time he was in high school, Chen's dream of joining the major leagues began to form.
Hello, friends. This is your word lady, Ellen. Welcome back to day two of our profile article on Chen Weiying. Before we begin, let's take a look at today's vocabulary. Regardless of is a preposition. We'll have a soccer competition tomorrow, regardless of the weather. Clamp down on is an idiom. How can Jerry improve his piano skills if you clamp down on his practice time? Feat is a noun. Winning the badminton tournament was quite a feat for our team. Ultimate is an adjective. The ultimate honor for me would be receiving the Nobel Peace Prize. Your more information words are strikeout. Strikeout is a noun. Playoff. Playoff is a noun. Sounds like some great information. Let's jump right into our article.
Here we see a little bit about Chen's dream of becoming a Major League Baseball player. And at the very beginning, we see this section is entitled Eye on the Ball. If you have your eye on the ball, then you are paying attention. You are watching to what is happening around you. This is a really fun phrase, Gabe. How else can we use this?
Well, yeah, this idiom, I think it maybe even came from baseball or a sport that uses balls because you need to focus on the ball so that you can hit it. And of course, Chen Weiying kept his eye on the ball. It's an idiom that means that you are focused even from maybe a young age. Like Chen Weiying, for a long time, he had a goal. He had his eyes on the ball. Well, our first sentence here is, Chen's parents weren't always the biggest fans of him throwing baseballs around, regardless of how big their neighborhood alley was.
So it sounds like his parents didn't always support his love of the game and how much he wanted to play baseball and throwing the ball in their neighborhood alley. Well, we see this phrase regardless of, and we want to talk about that. If you are talking about something regardless of something else, mm-hmm. it means that that other thing doesn't matter. So regardless of how big the alley was, they still didn't really like him throwing baseballs around.
That's right. You might use this phrase in another way. Anyone can come into this restaurant regardless of their age. Or we're starting right at 5 o'clock, regardless of who's here, so don't be late. Now, it didn't matter how big the neighborhood alley was. I think maybe some things were broken. Well, we're going to learn some more things in the Information Cloud with Steve and Ken.
If you really admire a pop star, a band, a movie actor, or sports team, you are a fan.
Remember, everyone, one person is a fan, singular. If you're talking about more than one admirer, then you say fans. Hundreds of fans gathered at the airport to welcome the movie star.
The word fan is actually a shortened form of fanatic, and that's not very positive, is it?
No, it's not. A fanatic is someone whose enthusiasm for something is extreme or beyond normal limits. A related word is groupie. This slang term is derived from group in reference to a musical group. A young woman who follows the members of a pop group on tour would be considered a groupie.
But we can also use groupie to refer to someone who is an ardent fan of a celebrity, especially a pop star.
So, a groupie is an extreme fan. Now, people can also be a fan of a sport or hobby. Ken, I know you're a fan of jazz music.
I sure am, and you're a baseball fan, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I really enjoy watching Major League Baseball. So you can call me a baseball fan.
我们今天来看一个不陌生的词 fan. Fan 就是迷，像歌迷、影迷、球迷都是不同的 fans, 也就是所谓的粉丝。要注意的是，中文的粉丝是由 fan 的复数 fans 翻译过来的。如果你对你崇拜的影歌星说 I am your fans, 这里的文法就错了。正确的说法是 I am your fan, 要用单数不加 S。 今天的课文讲到陈伟英的父母并不是 the biggest fans of him throwing baseballs around, 不是他的球迷，意思就是他们当初并不赞同他打棒球。另一个比较口语的字是 groupie, 也就是所谓的追星族。那这个字的含义呢，就来得比 fan 更疯狂了，指的就是那些所谓的迷哥迷姐。这是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
We were talking about how Chen's parents weren't the biggest fans of him throwing baseballs around, and we see why in the next sentence. One too many broken windows, bruises on grandma,And a big brother's black eye caused Chen's family to clamp down on his ball-throwing activities. So it sounds like he hit a lot of things that he shouldn't have when he was trying to pitch the ball and practice in the alley or at home.
That's right. And so this caused his family to clamp down on what he wanted to do. Let's take a look at those words, clamp down on.If you're doing something and someone clamps down on your activity, that means they give you some more rules so you can't do it as much or as freely as you used to. How else might you use that phrase?
Well, if your parents decide that you are playing too many games online and not spending enough time studying, they might clamp down on free time so that you spend more time doing what you should be doing and less time playing games.
That's right. You might also see this word as a noun. Together, a clampdown. His parents put a clampdown on his ball-throwing activities. Well, we continue learning about Chen. Still, his mother saw some sense in letting him play ball in the club at school. Play ball? What does this mean, Carolyn?
Well, if she saw some sense in letting him play ball, it means that she saw, oh, well, maybe it's still okay if he plays baseball at school because they had a club or a team, a baseball team at the school.
That's right. And sometimes you might see that phrase, to play ball. Let's play ball. That's slang or another way of saying, let's play baseball. While we continue, by the time he was in high school, Chen's dream of joining the major leagues began to form. So we asked earlier what your dream was. Did you have a dream to become an athlete? Well, we talk about dreams forming here.
That's right. And we see that his dream of joining the major leagues began to form when he was in high school. So he didn't just want to play baseball on his regular school team in junior high school or high school. He wanted to play in the major leagues. So he wanted to play professionally as a baseball pitcher.
That's right. That was his dream. Well, we want to talk more about Chen Weiyin later, but right now we have something to learn with Michelle in the language lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点我们看的是 regardless of 这个介系词片语。Regardless of 是指不管或不顾或不论。后面要加上名词或名词片语。例如 ,we will finish the project regardless of how much time it takes us. 不管要花我们多少时间我们都要完成这个案子。或者是 these rescuers will climb to the top of the mountain regardless of the danger. 这些救难队员会不顾危险地爬到山顶。继续我们看的是 clamped down on 这个成语。clamp 是指紧抓住或者是紧夹住，所以 clamp down on 是指强力的限制或压制。例如 ,the governor's attempt to clamp down on smuggling didn't succeed. 州长打击走私的努力并未成功。或者是 ,the school's effort to clamp down on dropouts really worked. 学校对降低中辍的努力有非常好的成效。
We've been learning all about Chen Weiyin, the pitcher or one of the pitchers for the Major League Baseball team, the Baltimore Orioles. And yesterday we learned about some of his statistics, his track record, but today we're learning about his background so far. Of course, when he was a young kid, he would play baseball in the neighborhood alley, and his parents or his family weren't always a big fan of that. They didn't support that.For many reasons. But now we're going to continue learning about how his dream became a reality, playing with the big boys. Let's read that now.
Orioles pitcher Chen Weiyin, playing with the big boys. That dream became a reality in 2012.However, he received a rude awakening on April 10th, 2012, during his MLB start, which was a game against the Yankees. Derek Jeter, the first batter, hit a home run. While the Orioles lost that game, Chen had the most wins, game appearances, and strikeouts of any pitcher for the Orioles last season. Not to mention their entry into the playoffs, a feat they hadn't accomplished since 1997,came after he was on board. My responsibility is to make every pitch my best. My ultimate goal is to do the best for my team in every game. His reputation as a man you can trust has definitely been well earned.
It sounds like Chen is very dedicated to his team and doing his very best. At the beginning of this section, we see the title, Playing with the Big Boys. So if he's playing with the big boys, then he is not on his high school team anymore. He is now playing professional baseball in the major leagues. And the first sentence says, that dream became a reality in 2012. And this was his dream to play with the big boys.
That's right. If you ever see that phrase, the big boys, it's talking about something professional or the people who are most serious about a certain thing. The big boys. Well, However, we continue, however, he received a rude awakening on April 10, 2012 during his MLB start, which was a game against the Yankees. Well, we see a phrase there, a rude awakening. Carolyn, what might that mean?
Well, it might mean that it's something he didn't expect. Mm-hmm. If he is rudely awakened, he has a rude awakening, then he is suddenly shocked by something. It's a big surprise.
That's right. It wasn't as easy as he dreamed that it would be. You might use this phrase in another way. Tom thought the class would be easy, but he was rudely awakened by his first test score. Maybe he didn't do so well. It was a rude awakening. So Chen Weiying had a rude awakening as well.
That's right. And we see why he had a rude awakening when he was playing against the Yankees. We see Derek Jeter, the first batter, hit a home run. So here, Chen is trying to pitch the ball, and the very first batter, Derek Jeter, hit a home run.
Yeah, well, that happens in baseball, and Derek Jeter is a great player. He hit a home run, or a homer, as you learned how to use the other day. He hit a home run. Well, we continue. While the Orioles lost that game, Chen had the most wins, game appearances, and strikeouts of any pitcher for the Orioles last season. So he's still very impressive. Let's talk about some of those things. Chen had the most wins. That means that he was the pitcher who had the most wins for their team. But what does it mean to have an appearance, Carolyn?
Well, if you appear somewhere, then you show up. Mm-hmm. You are there. People can see you. And so he had the most wins and game appearances means he played as the pitcher in a lot of games, perhaps mm-hmm. the most games.
That's right. And we see another word here, strikeout. That means he pitched in a way that caused batters to strike out. And if you strike out, how many strikes do you have at bat, Carolyn?
Well, when you are batting, you get 3 strikes and then you are out. So you can try to hit the ball 3 times and then your turn is over.
That's right. So Chen is very impressive. Well, we continue, not to mention their entry into the playoffs, a feat they hadn't accomplished since 1997, came after he was on board.
And we see that this is a feat they hadn't accomplished since 1997. And a feat is something impressive that you are able to accomplish. How else can we use this word, Gabe?
Well, I might say she is an incredible runner. She ran 3 marathons this year. That is quite a feat, something that's not easy to do.
That's right. And you might say that catcher was able to catch that ball. It was not a home run because he grabbed it out of the air. It was quite an amazing feat to see.
That's right. Well, this sentence does say, not to mention their entry into the playoffs. So they didn't get into the playoffs for a long time. But let's take a look at that word playoff. Yesterday, we talked about a word postseason. Actually, the postseason games are the playoffs. It's the same thing. So the Baltimore Orioles had not been in the postseason, in the playoffs, since 1997. That's a long time, but they did once Chen Weiying came on board.
That's right, and we see that he came on board. If you come on board, then you join something. This is a very good phrase, and it kind of makes me think of going onto a boat. Mm-hmm. You join the sailors on a boat. You are part of their team or their crew. You are on board.
Well, speaking of teams, I'm glad that you are on board here at Studio Classroom, Carolyn. And I know that we enjoyed our time when Nathaniel was on board here as well. So there are different ways to use this word, this kind of idiom here, on board. Well, we continue with a quote from Chen. He says, "My responsibility is to make every pitch my best." Well, that's a good responsibility to have. You want to do your best.
That's right. And he continues, "My ultimate goal is to do the best for my team in every game." So his ultimate goal, this is a word we want to talk about, ultimate, so his main goal, his main achievement that he wants to do in each game, he wants to do his very best each time.
That's right, you might have an ultimate goal. That's the biggest thing that you want to do, the most important. You could use that word ultimate in a slightly different way. Some people consider IMAX to be the ultimate movie experience. There is nothing better. And of course, Chen has an ultimate goal. We continue. His reputation as a man you can trust has definitely been well earned. And actually, this was given to him, this reputation, by the Japanese Central League. They realized that he was a man that you can trust on the baseball diamond.
That's right. Well, right now it's time for us to enjoy a review skit, and then we'll learn something more with Michelle in the language lab.
Hey, mister, are you a lefty?
Yes, but it hasn't been easy, especially since I was born in a traditional Taiwanese family.
Oh, well, what do you mean?
Well, I used to get scolded for eating with the wrong hand.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, but nobody scolds me now.
Why not?
Because I'm none other than baseball hero Chen Weiying.
Mr. Chen, the made in Taiwan pitcher.
That's me.
Wow, your family must be so proud now.
Yes, but it wasn't always that way. When I was growing up, they weren't fans of me throwing baseballs around.
Well, why not?
Too many broken windows, bruises, and black eyes.
Oops.
My parents clamped down on my ball throwing at home, but they still let me play at school.
Good. So, did you have dreams of joining the major leagues?
Yes, and that dream became a reality in 2012.
I know. You had the most wins and strikeouts of any pitcher for the Orioles last year.
Yes, and we entered the playoffs.
Oh, so what's your secret, Mr. Chen?
Well, I just do the best for my team in every game.
And you have a reputation of being a man you can trust.
Yeah, not bad for a lefty.
Right. I mean left.
feat是指攻击或者是英勇事迹。例如, the police officer received a medal because of his heroic feat. 这位警官因为他的英勇事迹而得到了奖章。 或者是 the manager accomplished a marvelous feat by raising the sales figures 4% within 3 months. 经理创下了惊人的创举，在三个月内让业绩提升了4个百分比。最后我们看的是 ultimate 这个形容词。 Ultimate 是指最终的, 例如 the ultimate goal of the course is to help trainees develop a healthy lifestyle. 这个课程的终极目标是要帮助学员发展出健康的生活方式。 Ultimate 也指终极的, 例如 winning a medal at the Olympic Games is his ultimate challenge. 在奥运中得到奖牌是他的终极挑战. And let's go back to our teachers now.
Today we've learned about a couple different inventions that we use in our kitchens, things that have made things easier and paved the way to make our food safer to eat. What was the first one we learned about today, Gabe?
Well, it's that big word, pasteurization. That's the process where you heat up liquids so you can kill off deadly or harmful bacteria. And this was, of course, named after or named for a French chemist, Louis Pasteur. We're very grateful to him for this food innovation.
It is a wonderful innovation. Mm-hmm. And the other one we learned about today was refrigeration. Pasteurization, refrigeration. And refrigeration was discovered, this way to liquefy gas, by a German engineer, Carl von Linde. So he helped us discover a way to keep our food fresher longer with this process of refrigeration.
That's right. Well, this just makes me wonder. We have a question here at the end of the lesson, and it says, Do you ever worry about the food or drink that you consume? Is that something that you ever worry about, Carolyn?
Well, sometimes I do worry about it because food might not be fresh. Even though we have these ways to keep food fresher longer, that doesn't mean that the food is still good. And I eat a lot of vegetables, and those can be dangerous if you eat them raw, if you don't cook them. So I have to be kind of careful and make sure that they are still clean before I eat it.
That's right. Of course, people are always telling me not to mix my chicken with my beef if I'm cooking with raw chicken or beef, because chicken has something that you really need to make sure is completely gone when you cook it. Well, there are many things to worry about, or that you can worry about. We hope you don't worry, but we hope you do come back next time for the continuation of this lesson, Food Inventions. See you.
See you.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
Look, Huck. Look as far around the corner as you can. Do you see that there on the big rock, done with candle smoke?
Tom, it's a cross.
Remember, Huck? In the haunted house, Injun Joe said, number two, under the cross. This is number two. Now we've got to look under the cross.
They climbed down the drop where Tom had been when he saw Injun Joe. Under the cross, there were marks that showed them where someone had been digging. Tom began to dig there with his knife. Soon the knife struck wood. It was the box. Tom freed it.
Let's see if I can lift it,
he said. It weighed about 25 kilograms. Tom could lift it, but he couldn't carry it easily.
I thought so,
he said.
I'm glad we brought the little bags.
The money was soon in the bags, and the boys began their journey back to the little hole above the river. There was nobody about, and they were soon in the boat, eating a meal and waiting for evening.